Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass?
So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's quince.com/upgrade.
Boy, oh boy, oh boy. Oh boy.
Well, we had a slightly short intermission.
I can I just say this? The last, how many days? So what are we? We're now on Tuesday. The last 3 days of my life have been the most bizarre, I think, ever.
Probably the most eventful.
It's the most eventful 3 days of my entire life. This is true. This podcast, right, is the podcast was born on the fact of being truthful and honest, hence private parts, revealing the most sordid and intimate details of your lives. That's what we kicked this podcast off 5 years ago. I mentioned this. And so I think it's only fair as if we keep everything truthful and honest within the podcast.
So is this where you admit that you tried to kill Sophie?
I didn't try and kill Sophie. I didn't, listen, listeners, I did not try and kill Sophie, all right? I did not try and kill her. But I got engaged. My girlfriend, my fiance then nearly died. We went to hospital, and that was the last 3 days. We were recording a podcast yesterday, this podcast, and we then had to cut it short because Sophie came in screaming. Did you hear her screaming?
Mate, it was, so you were literally talking about how she'd thrown up on your shoulder, and she was feeling pretty bad. And then suddenly, like in the background, I can hear, like, Jamie! Like, proper tears, and I was like, oh my God, what the fuck's happening? That's a really bad hangover. But then it became quite apparent that she was actually, like, really not well.
Oh my God. So where do we start? Where do we start this thing? This is like the hangover. Do we start this story why don't we start it right at the beginning?
Okay.
God, this is a story for you, buddy. You just basically got to sit back and relax today.
I'm going to sit back and enjoy this. Get the popcorn out.
Okay. So here we go. So I went to the Maldives on holiday, right? And it was just in the time that we just sort of managed to get there because of lockdown rules and things like that. So we managed to get out there. And what happened was, okay, is I was out in the Maldives, and I remember it so well more than anything. Sophie was like swimming in the sea, like swimming around in the sea, just having this like lovely little time. And I suddenly thought to myself, I had this weird sensation that came over me. And I went, oh, imagine if she just suddenly got eaten by a shark. I was like, imagine if she just suddenly got eaten by a shark. That would like be the worst thing in the entire world. That would be horrendous.
Yeah.
And then she was swimming with my stepfather in the water. And I thought, God, I could probably do this for the rest of my life. This could...
We spoke about this.
Yes, I know. I mean, we're starting again, this podcast.
Are we starting from the very beginning?
Yeah, we're starting from the very beginning.
We're not using
the stuff from yesterday, you big old poohead.
Oh, I thought we were going to segue it in.
No, we're not segueing it in.
Okay.
This is what
Are you sure?
Yeah, listeners, this is what I said. We recorded a bit yesterday. We didn't know if we were going to use it. We decided we're not going to use yesterday's one. We're going to use this one. Also, yesterday it was the most hungover day of my entire life. I'd never been that hungover.
I feel like we should put it a little. We should put a little bit in and then just like.
Okay, here we go. So Felipe, our lovely sound engineer, sound editor, he does all of our stuff to make this podcast. He's going to clip a little bit, hopefully,
the freak out
and the Yeah, he says he can do it. He's to do the first. So we're going to clip that in at some point within this whole story. So anyway, back to the original. So I was in the Maldives, as I said to you yesterday.
Yeah.
And I suddenly realized that this sensation came over me that I said, oh my God, I could do this for the rest of my life. I'm looking at Sophie and thinking, God, I can do this forever. That was the first moment.
So you realised that you could go on like 5-star holidays in the Maldives and watch your girlfriend swim in the sea. Oh my God. Wow. What a realisation.
Oh my God. It wasn't that. It was more the fact that it was just about being with the, I didn't need anything else. I just wanted her.
All I needed was 5-star luxury and a hot girlfriend swimming in the sea. I'm good.
So anyway, so that happened. And then I had this sensation over me in the Maldives and I was like, God, I just really love this person. Like I love her. And we've all been in love before and all these different things. And you've been in love, I've been in love and whatever. But this was like a different thing of love. Also, you doing the dishes while you're doing a podcast.
The washing machine is aggressively spinning. Hang on, I might just close the door.
No, you don't have to. Hey, listen, it's part of the atmosphere. I like it. We're doing this on Zoom. It's okay. Relax,
this
buddy.
This is the most sordid private moments of our life.
Oh, there it is again, making some baked beans. Anyway, okay, back to the story. So I then suddenly started thinking, potentially I thought, wouldn't it be interesting or would it be fun about maybe getting married? And then what would happen is when we came back to the UK, you know, the beginning of this year happened and I would be lying in bed next to Sophie. And the nights that I couldn't fall to sleep, were always the nights that I was thinking about proposing to her. And I was like, oh, wouldn't it be fun and interesting? And would everyone like that? And my families would, you know, love that. And all these different things I thought would be interesting. And then I'd wake up in the morning and go, oh, that was a nice thought last night. But these feelings started becoming more intense, more intense, more intense, more intense. To the point where I finally said, yeah, go and ask the question.
So have you been planning this for a while?
I reckon for a year.
How come you didn't say anything to me? It's a bit weird.
Yeah.
You're too scared to announce it.
No, I didn't say it to anyone.
No, I know. Did you not want to seek some sort of counsel, some advice? I mean, you've obviously nailed it, so maybe you didn't need to.
Well, I think I have always been so open and honest with everything. And I've told everyone everything, always.
It's not entirely true.
Yeah, I've told everyone.
It's not entirely true.
I'll let you have it. I'm an open book, buddy. No lies here. No lies. Anyway, I then didn't tell anyone that I was planning this or thinking about this because I thought, that's such a me thing to do, to tell everyone that I'm doing this. So I thought, what is more special is I keep it to myself. So, then what happened was I then started thinking about, okay, maybe I go and get a ring. Maybe I start doing that. And, buddy, I don't know if you've ever looked for a ring. It took 6 months to organize.
Really?
Oh my God.
Why is it so arduous?
Because it's like walking into a supermarket and saying, I don't really know what to buy. We'll pick. It's like, well, you can get a rose cut. You can get a square cut. You can get a pear shape. You can get a elongated radium. You can get an oval shape. You can have a ruby. You can have a sapphire. You can have a diamond. You can have gold. You can have silver. You can have platinum. I mean, it's endless. Oh, do your diamond want, what color do you want your diamond? Do you want it to be flawless? Do you want it to be, it goes from, diamonds are weird, right? What they have is they have a grade that goes anywhere from D all the way to Z. Mm. So D, E, F are like the clearest one. That's the whiter. And then it's like teeth, right? Mm. So if you look at your teeth, our teeth, because they're very nice and white.
I mean, yours is ridiculous. You'd be D, right?
Yeah, we'd be D. D, E, or
mine
F.
Mine aren't quite as... Oh, actually, they don't look too bad.
It looked like a D there. So then it goes all... And the yellow that your teeth get, it's like the yellow the diamond gets. So the less clarity or quality of diamonds goes down to Z. So then you have to pick
what did you get for Z?
Yeah. And then what you have to pick there is you have to say, okay, fine. So if you sacrifice colour, the yellowness, but then you get a bigger diamond. Or do you get a smaller diamond because it's way more expensive, but then it's a better... So, I mean, it's endless.
Aren't you supposed to spend 3 months of your salary on a ring?
De Beers made a campaign in like 1918 or something like that.
Well, they're one of the leading pioneers in making us love diamonds, right?
Yes.
Diamonds are a girl's best friend.
They did a campaign that said how to make 3 months' salary worth a lifetime.
Mm.
And it was a picture of a diamond. That was their marketing campaign.
It's all perception, right? Because, I mean, although diamond is actually quite a useful substance, it's not really worth what we charged. You know what I mean? It's crazy.
It's fucking not. It's mental.
And also giving you all that like choice is just, what a head.
Oh, God, it's ridiculous.
That would stress me out. I think I'd end up just like buying some fucking Haribo ring or something.
Right, and then I'd go with some
emotional gesture instead. I'd be...
I did it because it just meant something to me. It was
I
would know.
I'd donate the rest to Greta Thunberg and her, her endless pursuit of destroying the planet.
all you listeners, Greta was the person that we thought up in one of the other bonus episodes, if you listened to it. He was Greta's evil sister.
I didn't think about it. She's real, mate.
She's real. Anyway, so then I'm picking this ring. The ring is pretty expensive, so then that's just another added stress. All these different things. And then you have to get it made, and you have to design it, and you have to la-la-la-la, all these different things. So that's intense. And then you still haven't even asked them to marry you. So then you have to start thinking about what you're going to do, how you're going to set, where you're going to go. Are you going to do it at home? Are you going to make it casual? Are you going to be on holiday? All these things going through my head. So I had then planned what I was going to do is I was going to speak to her dad, ask her for her dad's blessings, and then I was going to do it in the countryside at my mum's house. And I was going to invite people down to the countryside. So you were going to come. It was going to be like all our friends down in the countryside. And I was going to take her for a walk where everyone hid. I don't know, where the fuck would you hide? But hide in there. And I was going to come back and hopefully said yes. And then we're going to have a big party and all fun. But then COVID happened. So everyone started falling ill with the Omicron. So we couldn't do that. So I was like, oh my God, I have to change the plans. So this is about 2 months ago when I was thinking about this. Then what happened was I was like, shit, I haven't even asked her dad. So I messaged her dad. When I was in, just before I went to Barbados for the wedding, and I messaged her dad and said to him, hey, Patrick, can we please have a call? I want to speak about Christmas. And he said, yeah, sure, call me tomorrow. So I then flew back. The only time I wasn't with Soph, I flew back from Barbados to do that like work thing, right? So I flew back from Barbados to do this work thing. And when I was landed, I sent Patrick a message saying, Patrick, are you free for a call today? He said, yeah, call me at lunchtime. I was so jet lagged. I was exhausted. So anyway, this moment is one of the weirdest moments in the world. So I put my phone up on the window and I click FaceTime and I phone him and I FaceTime him and he picks up and he's in a restaurant drinking wine. And he goes, hi, Jamie. And I went, oh, hi, Patrick, is this a bad time? And he went, nah, it's perfect time. And I was like, oh my fucking God, what? And he went, what do you want to ask about Christmas?
Is it real?
Is it real? Go and get the fattest goose.
I would have been, anyway, bricking it at that point.
Yeah, I was bricking it, buddy. So anyway, I then say to him, Patrick, I've got you a big question to ask. And he said, yeah, I know, about Christmas. What is it? So I went, no, it's a bit bigger than that. And I basically said, I want to ask for your blessings to marry your daughter. And he said, God, he said, are you pranking me?
I went, oh, shit. Is this on the podcast?
Yeah, he went, are you pranking me? And I was like, no, I'm not pranking you. This is totally serious. And he said, he then said a few things and very nice things. And he said, lots of lovely things. He said, of course, absolutely. So I was like, okay, fine, that's done. And then once you've done that, buddy, there's no going back.
Yeah, you're in. You're in.
You're in.
You could always pull the prank card. That's the joy of being you, because everything is generally for content. So you could be like, oh, it was for the podcast.
Yeah, it was for the podcast. Doesn't matter. But you're in then. So then I was like, okay, so then how do I plan it? And I thought, okay, fine. When would Sophie least expect it? That's what I was thinking. I need to think of that, because she would think we were planning potentially to go to South Africa if we could still go. And I think she probably thought maybe he'd do it there, because she's been saying to me so many times now, you're going to leave me on the shelf. You're going to leave me on the shelf. I'm like, what do you mean I'm going to leave?
What is she? With a tub of gherkins?
She thought that I was going to get she thought we were going to get to when she's 30 and I was going to go, bye, see you later. So all of these things.
That could still happen. Marriage is by no means it.
We're not married yet. We're just engaged.
Yeah.
Anyway, long story short is I thought, okay, so our first ever date we ever had was in the Rosewood Hotel when we got back from South Africa when we were filming Made in Chelsea, and we went to the Rosewood Hotel. So I said, okay, so I'm going to go and get a room in the Rosewood Hotel, lovely Rosewood Hotel, and I'm going to pretend I'm doing something there. So I said, to her. I was like, look, oh, I'm filming something for Candy Kittens in the Rosewood Hotel. Why don't you come meet me afterwards? Because I think they've given me the room for free. This is like 2 weeks ago. And she said, oh, great. And I kind of subtly reminded her, oh, by the way, we've got that Friday night thing in the Rosewood. She's like, yeah, great. So I arrive at the Rosewood on this day, Friday the 17th of December. And I organise balloons. So I get all these gold balloons, like white balloons, all these huge balloons. They're massive. I have to take them to the thing, put them all in the room everywhere. I then get white roses, because she likes white roses, put them freaking everywhere. And I knew that I would get very emotional. So I wrote down everything that I said in letters, four different letters going down. So everything that I wanted to say, because I knew I wouldn't be able to say it to her when she came in.
You had like prompt cards?
Yeah, I had an auto cue and a film crew. So I had an auto cue.
Action! we'll do that one more take. A bit more sincere this time.
No, I had four cards, so I put them on the ground leading from the door into the room. So when she came in, she'd see everything. So there's like candles and everything everywhere. Anyway, I then went and bought little tea-like candles, and lit them all and put them down either side of the thing. So it was like candles and everything. And then started playing music because it was like so quiet in there.
What did you play? I'm so intrigued by what your choice
of music. This is what I played. Oh my God, it's so cringe.
Oh, God.
Here we go. I played this.
Chris is going to kill me.
No, it's not. This is what I played, ready?
What?
It's just piano music.
Oh, right. It's very quiet. Is it broken? Let's
get on. So that was playing in the background.
So there was some there was some creepy piano music that's just like half working in the background.
Yeah, yeah. And then I'm waiting. So Sophie's meant to arrive at 4:30, and I'm looking at her. Where is the show? I phone her. She's like, oh, sorry, I'm stuck in traffic. I said, drop me your PIN. She's 40 minutes away.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. HelloFresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
I'm like, what the hell? So no, I look at all the tea lights and I cannot, all wax has gone everywhere. So I'm like, oh my God, there's like wax everywhere now on the floor. So I have to blow out all these tea lights because they're boiling hot, like burning the ground. So I was like, oh God, this is awkward. I then put the aircon on because it's roasting in the room and all the balloons get blown away. So I'm like, oh, this is a nightmare. Anyway, I then see that she's arrived at the Rosewood. So I turn the aircon off, I get the balloons back in place, I light all the tea lights and I just wait in the room. And I'm waiting in the room because there's a corridor before you come into the room. So she's going to open the door, so we'll see all these letters on the ground and pick up each letter and read them and come in a second. So anyway, there's a knock at the door and she hasn't got a key to the room because the reception didn't give her a key. So I said, oh my God. So I had to go to the door, unlock the door and I said, come in. And I said, just read these letters. And as she came in, she picked up the first letter and just started crying. And music's playing. I can't tell you. The lights are dim. I can't tell you. She then reads each letter at the end of the, you know, and
well,
she,
where are you at this point? Waiting at the
I'm,
end?
I'm waiting in the room. In the room.
What were you wearing?
Did
you
have I was wearing suit trousers and a t-shirt, like tucked in, like looking smart, looking really smart. She comes into the room. I'm trying to get the box out of my pocket. There's this box. I was like, oh God. So I get it and put it behind my back. And she walks in the room. She's in floods of tears. I'm in floods of tears. She then walks in. I get down on one knee. And I don't really know what to say. And then her name's Sophie Charlotte Taboo. I forgot her middle name. So I went, Sophie Habu? I didn't know what to say, so I went, I just can't think of anything better than spending the rest of my life with you. Will you marry me? And I went, will you marry me? I couldn't really get it out because I was crying. So much. She wasn't saying it, just crying.
Were you still crying?
And then I said, will you marry me? She said, yes, I'll marry you. And so then we hug and we kiss and phone you and everyone and pop champagne. When we phoned you, so that was it. But when we phoned you, you had no clue. You were like, what the hell's going on?
Well, no, because when you phoned me, it came up on my laptop. So I accepted the FaceTime call on my laptop, but then another window popped up, like Google Chrome or something. So it was blocking your video for the first like 10 seconds. And then I pulled it down and I was like, what do you guys want? Like, what's up? And I think you'd obviously shown the ring in that first 10 seconds. So I'm just looking at you guys like, just like standard cool, what's going on? And then she showed it again and I'm like, oh shit. Like,
that's literally what you did. You went, oh shit.
Because that's the second time I've had it now. Like some friends, second time. Maybe it's third time. But it always catches me off guard and I don't know what the fuck to say. I have no idea what to, like, I'm like, do I do an over the top? Like, oh my fucking God. I'm just like, okay, awesome. I don't know what comes over me, but it's obviously fucking amazing, but you just never know what to say.
Also, the funny thing is the difference between men and women, my male friends and my female friends. Female friends all go mental. Ah! Male friends don't notice. For like the first, I phoned my brother for the first minute. He had like clips he's playing. He was like, yeah, what's up? What are you doing? And Sophie was like showing her hand and he just thought she was waving at him. She's like, what's going on? I don't get it. We're just not aware.
Yeah, I mean, girls are definitely more in tune with that shit. Who really lost it and then anyone go mad?
Sophie's sister really lost it. She was like, oh my God, freaking the hell out. So all of these things happen. So anyways, we've got to get on. So we get engaged, all these things. It's incredible. So there's an... I do definitely, you know, people discuss whether getting married is right or wrong, right? And it's each their own. If you want to do it, do it. If you don't want to do it, it's totally your decision. And a lot of time for me, sometimes I thought, well, what was the point of marriage? I didn't really see it. I thought, what is it? But then meeting Sophie, I was like, definitely amazing. And
but then you saw that De Beers ad.
But I tell you what, from my point of view, there is nothing quite like it when you have a moment with each other where you ask each other where I ask you to marry for, there is nothing that can compare to it.
It's such a massive leap, isn't it? It's like taking this huge undertaking, right?
Oh my God, dude, there is nothing. It's like a movie. It was unbelievable. So this all happened. We had this amazing time, champagne, yada yada yada. We just have a great time. When they talk about being on cloud nine, you're on cloud nine. Then you wake up the next day. We had breakfast in the hotel. You're on cloud nine. Everyone's rooting for you. Everyone's just so happy for you, which is such a great feeling. Like, it's such an amazing feeling to have that.
First time in your life, you've got some positivity.
Yeah. Everyone's happy for me. So all of that happens. We then spend the day together. We have a great day together. We then decide her sister wants, and her sister's boyfriend Tom, they want to go for lunch the next day. So we go, fine, well, let's go for lunch. So we go for lunch and we have an amazing time at lunch together. This is on the Sunday, so it's been wild this whole weekend, like craziness, champagne, everything. We have a bottle of champagne, it's great. We then ordered, Sophie loves oysters, so she has some oysters and we just have a great day.
Oysters.
And we have this really fun time, and then we get a bit drunk, whatever, and it's fine. And then we go to bed that night and we wake up in the morning and I start doing this podcast with you.
How drunk?
I was drunk. It's the worst hangover I've ever had when we do the podcast. So Fleabo's going to put in a little bit here for you listeners. So here it is. So this is all like what happened yesterday.
Oh my God.
Oh, I feel...
It's the worst I've ever felt. Okay, here we go.
Dopey as hell,
okay. Here we go.
Oh. My Lord, this is okay. Okay, this podcast is about being honest, right?
Finally
about being honest.
Okay.
This is the worst hangover I have ever had in my life.
Come
like
on.
I feel like I might throw up. And we've had a lot of hangovers.
Dude, just let it out. That's what I've always said. Just let it out. This is a safe space. By the end of this, you're going to feel better.
Okay? A lot of things have gone down. Anyway, see, as you can see from what I was saying, I was so I was so hungover yesterday. I was feeling terrible. And Sophie,
finally,
as I said in the
finally,
it was one of the worst. I don't know, just worst. Maybe champagne. I don't know what it was.
Champagne is the worst, especially if you start off with loads of champagne and then you carry on with other shit. Champagne always decks me.
Maybe adrenaline and whatever it was. And then in the morning when I woke up at 5 a.m, Sophie was throwing up in the loo. And I just thought, okay, maybe she's got food poisoning. We drank a lot, but like not extortionate, I don't think. So anyway, so I was like, it's a bit odd if you're throwing up for a hangover. Anyway, she then get back into bed with me. And I'm like, you okay? And she's like, yeah, fine. We fell back to sleep and then woke up around 7:15, whatever it was. And Sophie then starts puking on my shoulder. And I'm like, what the hell?
She probably woke up and there's like savage hangover. And she's like, did I get married? Am I getting engaged? Did I get engaged to Jamie Lang? I was like, what?
So she started throwing up on my shoulder. I was like, Sophie, you're throwing. She's like, oh, I'm so tired. I can't move. And I was like,
she's just throwing up on your shoulder. Well, and you just lay there. Well, you have to. Now that she's your wife to be, you have to take it.
I don't know if you ever had like a puppy or like a dog or anything like that.
I've looked after puppy. I have had
Have they ever thrown up on your lap? Have you ever had that? I've had a dog. I had a puppy and thrown up on my lap from car sickness.
Yeah.
It was like a little puppy throwing up on my shoulder. I was like, what is going on? So anyway, I clear it up and I get her to bath and she's like, okay. And she looks really unwell. I'm like, she looks not very good.
Mm.
And I'm like, you okay? And she's like, yeah, I just don't feel very good. And I was like, okay, well, let's just see how it goes. Anyway, we then go downstairs and her lips are looking a little bit blue. And I'm like, this is not legit. I was like, what's going on here? And she said, so you're feeling okay? She said, I'm feeling not very well. Then we start doing the podcast, you and I, and halfway through the podcast, Sophie's lips and fingers had gone blue. They'd gone blue. I'm pretty good in like situations like that. I was really quite scared.
Mm.
And I ran her to the hospital. The hospital was rammed full of people. And I sat her down and her lips were going blue and blue and her fingers were blue and going blue and blue. And I was trying to get people's attention to like look after, and everyone was like, you've got to sit and wait. So I was like, but she's turning blue.
Mm-hmm.
And Sophie was just, she wasn't crying. She was just crying tears into her face mask. And I've never had fear like that in my life ever. And this nice lady next to her said, do you want to check her oxygen levels? Because she had this oxygen level thing. And I said, yeah, can I check it? And she put it on her finger and her oxygen levels were low, really low, like 89, and they should be like 95, 96. So I was like, oh my God. So I then phoned up a friend of mine who's a doctor and said, I need to call, she's amazing, who I've known for years. I said, I've got to come see you. So I went and saw her. She then booked us into a different hospital to see someone. So we got into another hospital and she had to be put on oxygen and she had to be put on a drip. And they checked her oxygen and her oxygen levels, had been seriously low, like seriously low. And, you know, to the point where it was, you know, in a really dangerous situation. And we don't know what it came from. It
could be bad breath. From your bad breath. She basically was just holding her breath because it was so bad all night. She turned herself blue. The doctor's like, have you checked your breath, Jamie? Oh, shit, yeah. That was my bad.
So anyway, thanks to these amazing doctors, it was fine. Mm. And then we were in the hospital bit for about 7 hours doing all of that. She finally got oxygen levels back to normal and she's totally okay. And her hemoglobin thing is back to normal and everything like that. But it was intense and scary and full on and the most intense 4 days I have ever had of my entire life.
I mean, that is the epitome of a roller coaster, right there.
Oh my God, they say it's a whirlwind.
Also,
when you get engaged.
waiting in A&E or wherever you were in the hospital, that's one of the worst things. I fucking hate being sat there, especially when like it's the unknown, right? And you don't know.
She was turning blue.
You don't know what the outcome is going to be, and you're like, can someone please? They're like, we need to get some Listerine in here, stat.
Yeah, no, I was going, could somebody help us? Like, I was like screaming in there.
Did people recognise you?
And they were going, is that that bloke from Strictly?
Jamie, give us a shuffle.
Yeah, is that the guy? Give us a shuffle. Give us a shuffle.
And then they were playing cards. They were playing poker. Jamie.
Mate, that was the whirlwind.
I'm just glad she's okay. I was actually so worried because from you talking about, like, you know, it's obviously a bad hangover, and then hearing her come in and the panic and, like, just the actual tears and crying, I was like, oh, fuck, like, she's actually not well.
No, she wasn't well. So that all happened. And then because also to all you listeners who are listening right now to all of this, and thank you for putting up with my half an hour story. Alex, because we're on the podcast, got to ask you something.
Mm-hmm.
Would you please give me the honour of being one of my ushers?
Of course. Oh, we got nervous then. Yeah, mate, definitely, of course. I mean, what does it involve?
I don't know.
Do I have to lie for you? Do I have to take the rap? Oh, my God, the stag do is going to be quite interesting.
Yeah, the stag is going to be great. So you'll be one of my ushers.
Amazing. What do I have to
there
do?
You have to
guide people to their seats and stuff.
Yeah, something like that.
Mate, I would be honoured, and it's a pleasure.
Oh, jeez, look at that.
Congratulations.
Ladies and gentlemen,
well done.
Here we go.
Who would have thought that you'd be made a honourable, what's the saying?
An honest man.
An honest man, that's the one. I couldn't even bring myself to say honest.
Can we just say to all the listeners who don't know this, because this is our bonus episode, you won't see Alex's hair from being bright brown, now you look like something from Backstreet Boys with like dyed, like I've got frosted tips.
I think I'm going to get it redone just because I can't handle.
You're going to get it redone, the whole thing white again. It looked
well,
cool.
It's either that or join blue. I'm not sure.
You and Lee Ryan.
Me and Lee are going to hit it off. The frosted tips isn't... I actually don't mind it. It's all right.
Hey, listen, to all you lovely listeners, to you private partners who have listened to us for the past year, thank you so much for always tuning in. Thank you for tuning in to our bonus episodes, to our Friday episodes. We hope that you laugh and you cry and we make you feel better. Hopefully we're honest with you. And I hope you have the most fabulous Christmas, whatever you're doing. Ain't that right, Mitt?
That is right. Is this the last one before Christmas?
No, we're going to do a roundup of the best bits of the year. We're going to do that.
Okay.
So we've got lots of other, we're not stopping there. It's just going to say a big thank you to the listeners, because without them, we wouldn't be here. So thank you guys.
You know, I'd obviously prepared a speech for this bit, so I might save it till...
Why don't you say something nice now? Go on, say something nice for the listeners.
I'm not very good at the nice bits. It's been an absolute pleasure. I feel very welcomed. Was very nervous at first, but it's been a lot of fun, and yeah. I can't say that's any part due to you, but I'm feeling festive, I'm ready for Christmas, and I hope everyone has a nice little break, and don't worry about the state of the world, because everything will...
Why are you bringing that into it?
Because no doubt they're worrying. People are worried. Yeah, everyone's stressing out. Don't worry about it. Good will prevail and life will be good eventually. So just open your presents and drink your eggnog.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, listen, we're not going anywhere. We're going somewhere now, but as in, like, we're going to be going, we've got little things coming up, a few little bonus episodes, all this kind of stuff. So stay tuned for all of that. Have the most wonderful Christmas. Happy New Year. Thank you for constantly listening to us. And we're going to be back every single Wednesday and Friday from this week and next week. We're not going anywhere. I don't know why it sounds like I'm off. I'm not.
We're going to do this exact same spiel next episode before Christmas.
Yeah, it's true. So we'll speak to you guys in the next episode. Merry Christmas, everyone.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here, and it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. Hello Fresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. Hello Fresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.